That was a new Sunny Day Real Estate. The album is called The Rising Tide.
That was a song called Killed by an Angel.
Yeah.
Prog rock. But I like it.
Yeah, I like
Killed by an Angel.
It's that new show, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Anyway.
Deluged by calls during that break.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Absolutely deluged.
Kind of proving once again that people agree we whooped Dear Abby's ass.
Yeah.
We were luged during that. We luge.
I street luge. I don't know about you guys.
Ann Landers, however, fought us to a standstill. a lot of spunk in her.
She's tenacious.
Judge's decision, we still went on points, but it was close.
Well, frankly, I broke down in tears. She strides into the ring, tears the shirt off, and yeah. I'm gone. You know, I'm useless from this.
I was all right, but who knew? She could land some body blows with that right. I had her left tied up. So I heard that was her strong side, but mm-hmm. she'd been really been working on the
she
low body
blows.
She
had a horseshoe in the glove, though.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was putting too much effort into protecting my soap dish.
Yeah. You gotta get more duct tape up there.
Yeah.
Especially in a fight.
So anyway, what jail is like? WBFT 90.1 FM. 359-9338 if you feel the need to call and submit a late. And we do mean late. Question for the advice segment. We'll now launch into the advice segment. It's a little segment where we resolve your issues, your gaping, oozing, pussing issues. That you have that are apparent to everyone except you and have finally become apparent to you. So they've got to be pretty big, because let's face it, you've been living under a cloud of denial that hasn't been seen since Hiroshima. Actually, Nagasaki came second, didn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to sort it out, turn the fan on, and blow the cloud of denial away and get down to the real thing. Get jiggy with some super glue in a little segment called
Free advice is better than no advice, so shut your damn ungrateful mouth.
If you got a problem, we'll solve it.
You know, there was this one time a good friend of mine, Matt Trupia, was hanging out, and he said, Eric, come into my room. And I said, Funkmaster Trupia, I've heard what happens when you ask young men and women into your room. You lay the funk upon them. And he said, no, grasshopper, because that's what he calls me sometimes. I don't like it too much, but... You know, I let him get away with it. He said, no, I just want to show you this brand new Grandmaster Flash Greatest Hits six-disc CD set I got. I said, I didn't know Grandmaster Flash had that much material. And he said he didn't. But, you know. I said, okay. And we went in, and we went into his room, and he has a little fridge in his room, and he asked if I would like to partake of some Nestea Brisk. And I said, sure.
Because how can you turn it down?
And, sat down. He said, sit down on my bed. And there's a water bed. So my butt cheeks kept going up and down. And he put the Grandmaster Flash on. And before the first song turned to me, and I was nervous. I was apprehensive. He looked me right in the eyes with the calming sense of a Tibetan monk and the throat singing. He said, check out this hook while the DJ revolves it.
All right.
But I digress. But
my drink's really warm, though.
Figure so. Our first problem comes to us courtesy of...
He's got to go. We had so many. Mark's got to look through his notes.
Our first... No, that's not that one.
Maybe that one?
Yes.
To the second binder.
Okay. Our first problem comes to us from indecision. They're calling this problem Most Precious Blood, so that's kind of cool that people are titling their problems.
Yeah. I usually call my Most Precious Hernia.
The problem that they're giving us is that, frankly, what separates indecision from many other New York hardcore bands is their interpretation of the style is simply much better than most, and better still, they manage to purge it of the stigmatizing elements of machismo and violence by which it is so often plagued and elevate it to an intimate form of expression. The twin sensibilities of naked aggression and close camaraderie make Indecision's music, especially live, extremely dynamic, while the sincerity of their critical, spiritual, and socially conscious objectives opens up the music to a deeper interpretation and more widespread appreciation. Apparently, Indecision is truly loved by so many that facile categorization is defined, and all those unity cliches suddenly make sense as the band is swallowed up on the crowded stage, and everyone becomes one.
Okay, First thing, if you're going to have a live show in Decision, in which you have, what kind of camaraderie, what was it?
It was naked aggression and close camaraderie.
Right. You know, you can't do that in most of the contiguous states.
Especially the naked camaraderie and the close aggression.
Yeah, you don't want to do naked. I think what's trying to be said here by Indecision is that they have problems.
Yeah.
They don't know who they themselves are.
Especially when they get
engulfed on stage. Are they a hardcore band? Are they kissy faces mm-hmm. with each other? They don't know. And what I'm going to say Indecision, and hence the name.
Word.
Is that maybe the first thing you want to do is put the machismo, or even the...
Let's call the whole thing out.
What was that stuff called? Proto-culture-powered mecca back into your music.
You can get it at local stores. It's not all that hard.
Protoculture is not
I'm
that
thinking
hard.
You're going to need at least a gallon and a half of machismo. Maybe a couple ounces of violence in there, too.
You can
to purge that.
You can definitely take that out with... you can definitely balance that by... If your local grocery store isn't carrying machismo...
And rubbing alcohol and grenadine.
One Valkyrie class Air Mac with a full power, protoculture... supply.
Whatever need.
We'll do that. But what you really want to do is just get back to kicking some ass!
So I'm going to make a couple notes that about what you're saying. Just that if you've got a situation where at every show, everyone becomes one, that's really going to pose a whole lot of financial, you know, logistical problems. So if everyone is becoming one at your hardcore shows, well, frankly, that's going to increase. You're going to need a larger van every time. Until you get to the point where you've got to travel around in one of those trucks that, you know, like drives a house down a highway, you know? And eventually, at some point, you know, if you go on a serious tour that, like, encompasses, you know, the entire Midwest, you're going to have a whole lot of people packed into that house. It's going to be very uncomfortable. And, you know, glue costs are huge, duct tape is big, you know, and frankly, you may decide later on, after everyone has become one, that you don't want some of those people, you know what I mean? Because people wear on each other, people need distance, and that may not be the ideal effect to aim for with your hardcore music.
I found in a lot of my hardcore shows that when everyone becomes one, everyone also becomes smelly and kind of covered in their own feces, and kind of everyone becomes kind of hating everyone's self, and that could be a problem too. That could be part of the indecision, because when everyone's one, that one wants to go, you know, maybe they want to go to Wendy's, maybe they want to go to Burger King, maybe they're all vegan, they want to go to, you know, eat out of a gutter. So everyone become one, obviously indecision.
There's pork in this gutter, damn it.
But man, what I'm gonna say is when everybody becomes one, I mean, just think of the financial problems you have. Your taxes are going to be a bitch. You take everybody's income for the year and put that on a tax table?
Well, I mean, another bracket for everyone becomes one under dependents.
Yeah.
It's like
You can claim some of the middle guys as dependents, you know, but yeah. You can't fit everyone in
that
there.
That guy's arms won't even fit outside, so I think he's a dependent. He doesn't do any useful labor. And you can't rock too hard either, because we'd glued him in like six times in a row. Because, like, after the Des Moines show, like, you just douse the whole thing in epoxy and it's trouble. You don't have to feed them, then, the epoxy
dose. You know, this whole everybody becomes one, I've got an idea. To avoid the tax burden, make yourself a religion. It sounds good.
Yes. Like, the way of indecision.
Like, a lot like Scientology, you know. Crap. The opinion just expressed is just my opinion. It has nothing to do with the other members of what jail is like.
Nobody else thinks that about it.
Dude, I'm leaving on the spaceship next year, okay? So I'll see you all in hell.
I've been cleansed. The Glipnorts know that I am now a cleanly member of the human race.
There will be a spaceship.
Me and Tom Cruise are going to...
Delude ourselves for years. Yeah, I know. Okay.
So basically, indecision and most precious blood. Although your new release is a gut-wrenching, honest masterpiece of 13 super passionate hardcore tracks with imaginative breakdowns and heartfelt courses, it will quickly establish most precious blood as a key album of all time. Perhaps you should just call it all off, reorient the approach, and, you know.
Religious status, man.
Yeah.
We now have a taped complaint from indecision about this previous segment. They called in the middle of it, but we wouldn't let him interrupt. It goes a little something like this.
Well, that was an innovative breakdown.
Well, they have some good points there.
And there's a lot of machismo still in that.
That may point to
something. I think they purged it.
Insensitivity in our approach, but I still kind of have to stand by what we said.
I mean, at some point, well taken, but
okay.
When he was like, I don't know about that.
Our second problem comes to us from HIMSA. Apparently, HIMSA was formed in October of 1998.
That's the hometown, no, Illinois.
We are having a very good time.
I don't care about
and audio footnote.
I took my pants off.
So the purpose of HIMSA. The purpose of HIMSA was to provide outlets of each member's member's expression of expression, comma, anger, and political and emotional rage. So that's, you know, HIMSA had a lot of very strong, ambitious goals that they were trying to hit there. Initiated by members of the Seattle Band Trial, the genesis of HIMSA began at a basement practice. So that's where HIMSA started out. With the addition of the multi-talented Aaron Edge, who was in Harkonnen, Genuine, Christ, and Anonymous.
Genuine
on guitar.
Christ.
And Christian, who was in Anonymous and Jessica. Christian was in Jessica?
Yeah.
On vocals, the makings for a complete oral and mental assault were complete. So, you know, there you can see. HIMSA's members came from hardcore backgrounds, but their bassist, Derek Harn, is not looking to label them as a hardcore band. He'd just rather think of it as it pertains to him, core, which means the central part of anything. So that's where the basis is coming from. Their sound is defined as the point between frequencies on the radio dial. It can be soothing and disturbing all at once.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, audio footnote. Do you want to buy an album which describes itself as the noise between stations? Yeah, did you hear track 4? Which one's that? Oh, you know.
Like, you know, noise.
And audio footnote.
It's not just a noise, though. It's the noise between radio stations.
I have my pants off.
I have my shoes off. Shh. Go on, Mark.
Each member has been contributing their own background experience to each song, and political and social issues are never ignored. So there's something we got to look at right there.
Yeah, and they're core. That's how they want to be described, as being core.
So how can we help out HIMSA?
Well, first of all, I think what you want to do is put something before the core.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, center your core, if you will. Right now, you're just a core. You're just a core. You have no crust. You have no mantle.
I was thinking, judging by the kind of wanky saxophone riffs they employed, they could be softcore, you know. Because there's a lot of hardcore out there, but not a lot of softcore.
I think they could be kind of like firmcore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they're not really hard, but they're still good for your back.
They could be core made out of a bunch of rubber bands, like in a golf ball. You ever saw a golf ball in
half? Rubber core.
Rubber core.
Bouncy core.
Bouncy rubber band core. Because they're a band. Are they not? Christian is, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Christian was in Jessica.
I think you should turn your...
And he's very open about that.
I think you should...
Put on the bio. I mean, in the advice.
I think you should change your name back to Jessica.
I think Christian should change his name back to
Jessica. Because that's a phenomenal name for a band.
Yeah, it's like when I named my other band Floor. Like, let's take a word and then call ourselves that.
But I think that too. But you really want to cut back on his creative input,
mm-hmm.
because his belief that the poor should be eaten,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody's entitled to their own, their own opinion, but you know, I don't know how that jibes with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bassist's name is what? Torg? What's his name?
Falun.
That's Derek Harn.
Derek Harn. Derek, I'm much more for him. He's pro Feral Baby, and anti Carrot Top,
anti Double Wide.
That's where I have my problems with him.
What? Why?
I'm a pro Double Wide kind of guy, man. I don't want the single width trailer.
I'm talking about trailers.
I want a triple wide.
I'm talking about milkshakes.
I'm a big fan of Double Wide milkshakes.
All right, enough about
but
Derek Harn.
Yeah, I think he just might want to. Are they on Revelation Records?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so I just say cut back on Christian's creative input and give Bob, whatever his name is, give him the microphone a bit.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is your like second drummer, Toadie. You got to give him a lot more creative input, because right now he's got the creative input of a bucket and like a twig that he has to like pick before practice every time.
And it's really hard to articulate emotional range with a bucket and a twig.
I mean, he's pretty much got a one-track emotional expression thing there, and it's called hitting the bucket. And he hits it on the side sometimes, he hits it on the top, and sometimes he just throws it at Christian, which I'm all for, but I think he needs like a pot and some heating ducts and then like a nail gun. And that would really open up new avenues for this this rage and
so whatnot. Basically, we just feel that HIMSA needs to even go further in its dedication to its goal and just spread the dedication around, spread the expression around,
and go further in its dedication to getting a new name, HIMSA.
Well, there's a 10-page the home what HIMSA means. I'm not going into its 10 pages.
Can you summarize?
No, I can't.
Shmimsa. Okay, whatever.
All right. Let's deal with one more problem before this joke gets old.
this audio footnote. We're having so much fun. We don't care about you. Improv's best when you do it for yourself, folks.
Gibberish audio footnote.
And
audio footnote.
You just opened an audio footnote in my audio footnote, dude.
We have meta audio footnotes.
End audio footnote.
End audio footnote inside of yours again.
No, now you've just ended a non-existent...
We've opened a black hole! Hold on to me! Okay, just kidding. End just kidding.
Okay, our third problem comes to us from Stratovarius. Strat is in a Stratocaster, and Ovarius is in Stradivarius the violinist.
Or Ovarius as in laying eggs.
Stratovarius was formed in 1982 in Helsinki, Finland. Stradivarius has had a revolving door of band members from their very inception, yet their musical focus has always remained consistent, unleashing their exotic brand of metal fury in the form of their debut album, Fright Night, in 1989. So it took them 7 years to get their first album out. That's trouble.
It was that revolving door of really bad members.
The band quickly gained a following far and wide. Unimpressed by the band's potential to break, Stradivarius were dropped from CBS Records without warning. But what doesn't kill makes one stronger, and the lack in support only fueled their desire to prove themselves as one of the most intense, melodic, power metal acts around. By 1992, Stradivarius' sophomore LP, Twilight Time, originally a self-financed demo, hit the streets, grabbing at the attention of the vast surrounding metal circuit.
Yeah, the thing about CBS Records, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, is they're still working on actually killing them. Because that's really CBS Records' main avenue of business with Stradivarius at this point. But it's still not working out, you know. And actually, the Stradivarius family is trying to sue them for using that name.
Yeah, and Godspeed in that lawsuit.
Yeah. And God bless the revolving door of band members.
See,
that's probably
the
way
the
you want
to form. Outside and the interior of the revolving door is in a Hooters. They just get a couple guys coming out of Hooters after a dollar Coors night.
And they got all these wings and they're all sticky, so they can't really play the fast solos you need in the power metal genre of Helsinki's underground.
It's trouble. And I should note, by the way, that after releasing their 1994 album Dreamscape, band mastermind Timo Tolki decided to devote all of his efforts to guitar.
Man, sucks to be named Chemo.
Well, he's working it out for himself.
Chemo Turkey?
Chemo Turkey.
Mom, what's for Thanksgiving dinner? Chemo Turkey! There's no feathers! God!
Yes, insensitive cancer joke one. Tangent number one. What Chaos likes? Top five insensitive cancer jokes.
Number one, Chemo Turkey. That was actually number five, I'm sorry.
Number two, or number four then, whichever it has to be.
42.
Wow, I've never had a sunburn there. So how does that feel, the top of your head?
Number three, have you been losing weight?
Number four, what's up? Baldy! Oh, pull out that last tuft!
And number one, well, my job sucks.
End tangent one. Oh, you guys smell sulfur. I smell sulfur.
I'm going to him and you. At least I won't. Never mind.
But the guy's name is Kimo Torki?
Timo Tolki. It's like a
Timo?
It's like a tiki torch, except it's a bassist or a guy from Finland.
Timo Torki.
Think of Timo. Or I thought think you said of
Kimo.
A tiki torch.
It's not Kimo Torki?
No, it's Timo Tolki.
Oh,
Timo Tolki.
Tolki.
There's no like Kimo Tolki.
Like
can he write the Lord of the Rings?
JR or Kimo Tolki.
I've really never agreed with the whole what doesn't kill you makes you stronger sort of adage, you know, because maybe they just didn't have them in Nietzsche's time. But, you know, there's been some fantastic cheeses invented, you know, in recent years. And, you know, there are certain cheeses or certain, you know, brands of alcohol that don't make you stronger. They just make you, you know, rounder, you know.
It's true. Right.
Well, also, you know,
you know what else doesn't kill you? Sense.
It's being shot 57 times but not hitting a major organ.
Yeah.
That's not going to kill you. But it's not going to make you... It's not like you shoot the guy and you hit him in a non-vital place and he's like, oh, I can lift a car now. You know, no. He's like, yeah. My leg! You ass, you shot me in the leg!
You know what else doesn't kill you but almost probably never makes you stronger is when you just lay in your head on a railroad tracks... And the regular railroad train doesn't come by, but one of those little, like, push carts does. And it, like, you get this killer headache. It doesn't kill you. And you know what? You're never the same. You don't quite hear right. And what else doesn't kill you makes you stronger? What doesn't kill you or make you stronger?
You got hit by lightning.
Yes. You get hit by lightning. You are not stronger, okay? You are more receptive to lightning. Your face is melted if you have braces, okay? That was hell right. For 3 years when I heard that. Got him off. In the middle of a thunderstorm.
It also doesn't really help when the entire America Cancer Association brings along a cancer word to protest your show.
Just yep, here they bad. Come. Sorry about, sorry.
So basically Stradivarius and Timo in particular. Focus on Timo. You know, I think your problems will be solved as the translation gap narrows, you know, or as, at least moves on. Because right now you're starting to hit the turn of the century stuff is getting translated into Finnish, you
right.
Know?
Yeah. And I think also, Timo, if, you know, if Stradivarius doesn't work out for you, I think Squaresoft and several other major software companies that do video games, you know, those big RPG type, they're looking for main characters. Or also you might be able to get a guest spot in like a Mario game. Timo Tolki!
Koopa Troopa!
Look out! Then, when you get to level 8 and you go into this Fortress of Death, you have to fight Timo Tolki. That's make cool. Sure you have the twigs.
Dude, that's Zelda.
Whatever.
Okay.
All right. So that's the advice segment for today.
I'm going to put my pants back on.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and do that? 359-9338.
Just call us and say hi.
Yeah.
Do you want my zipper?
I'll be here licking the microphone until you do.
You've got anything that you need to say to what she is like. Otherwise, we'll be around till midnight, so hang on. Here's a little bit of the promise ring.